Great nation of glorious bottoms, it is your top reporting for duty. For toppy? For topping. For toppings. Listener, this was a great episode. We just hung out with content creator and a person who did the casting at the Queer Ultimatum, Mari Taran. Such a fun vibe. She's so funny. All kinds of questions around, like, dating shows and the Hollywood and being gay and gay representation, but also a really funny story about fingering outside of a McDonald's in the parking lot. So some good stuff there. And Jen and I talk about rings. So thank you guys for being here. Have a good week. And please, please, please think about signing up for my tour alerts. Or donating a dollar to our Patreon, which makes this possible. We can't do it without that. So it's just a dollar. Please give it to me. I want it. Well, I want that dollar. Have a great week, guys.
The most recent gay sex I had was in my car in the parking lot of a McDonald's, which is wild because we both have houses and beds and, you know, aren't 16. Yeah, that was a real highlight of my gay sex. Well, then I went through the drive-thru after and got a McChicken.
Thank you for being here. I'm just going to jump into it. I don't know how we're going to cut that, but I might repeat some of that information. But
we are recording.
We are always recording. But if you don't want that in there, we'll take it out. That's actually a great way to open. Let's just go there. Oh, we were recording. We're always recording, but it's an edited podcast, so we can take whatever you want out. So don't even worry about it, because I say stupid things all the time. And that's one of the reasons Maddie is here, my hall monitor, to keep me from getting canceled. Not that that is necessary anymore or was even useful, turns out. Maddie Wiener.
Hello, hello.
And then today we're in the apartment. Well, we're not in the apartment. We are in the virtual apartment. We're having gay sex with Mari Taran, who is a creator, a writer, most notably probably known for casting the Queer Ultimatum. You are the mastermind behind the greatest shit show in history. How does it feel?
It's an honor. It is, truly. I feel like I can the representation for the queer community. I think I was probably just hired off of like a headshot. I do feel like I've like worked my way up to be able to do like what I want, which is to do cast queer shows and queer people. And eventually, like I've been doing casting now for over like 3 years, and I kept bringing queer people into like not queer shows so much that they were like, that's enough. That's
Whoa.
Too many lesbians. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, not for queer ultimatum, but for other
shows.
No,
that would be insane if on the Queer Ultimatum they were like, can we just bring in some straights?
Yeah, there's too many. There's just too many. They're actually filming right now, which is kind of exciting.
I think the timing of this is perfect. Okay, so Maddie is not, okay, we're just going to talk about this. So Maddie is not a big reality TV person, but we had a number of the, you know, we had Mal and we had Lexi. We had a bunch of Queer Ultimatum folks on. They were all lovely. But Maddie had never really watched reality TV and, dare I say, perhaps a naysayer of the genre.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I'm not trying to start shit here. I do generally hate it and think it's like the when the Roman Empire crumbled. But I've been converted in a small sliver because I binge watched Queer Ultimatum and I fucking could not get enough of it. It's incredible.
It was one of those things where it was like, we've said this so many times, but I do understand why some producers think it's hard to make a queer show because the rules. It's so interesting. The rules of dating shows reflect the rules of actual societal dating. It's like, it's actually crazy. But when you think about it, that's That's where it all comes from. And that's why it's so hard, I think, for people to imagine a queer show. It's like, how would you separate them? You know, because we're so separated in our lives by gender. But the Queer Ultimatum was like this thing where it's like, oh, this is better. This is right. actually
but,
better.
But we did have to still have a straight host, like just, you know, just to, you know, switch things up a little bit, I guess.
You know, it's so funny. I was describing it to my friend, a straight dude, and I was like, yeah, it's like this show where like it's all these lesbians and then they're like dating each other's exes, but they're like in the room. They can see them across the bar. And he was like, I thought that was just like lesbian dating. He was like, what's the twist?
Yeah. Wait, that's so funny. And I guess that's why it worked, because it did sort of follow, oh, everybody is everybody's ex and we're all fucking each other. And thank God we can't breed because this is incestuous. Yeah, nail on the head.
That's why it's so hard to cast it, because you can't have people knowing each other. And so you'd be so surprised when I'm looking throughout the entire like country and you have to go through their followers and make sure that they're not following somebody else that we're casting. Like
you had an L word Shane Webb going for your, yes. You have Red Thread and like a database of all the
1,000%.
That is so fucking funny. That it's, casting the whole country, you were like, I can't find people who don't know each other.
Literally. Like,
that's
literally.
So fucking funny.
And it I think that there's, like, that's the reason some people don't get on. And I mean, it's the same for, like, Love is Blind and stuff like that. Because, like, we're under the same umbrella as them. That's
yeah,
them.
And it ruins the show if, like, there was that whole conflict on the last Love is Blind between
the guy.
Yeah, I forgot all their names now. It's so funny because I'm so invested in these people's lives, like intensely.
The new one just dropped, right?
We're having a watch party tonight. Maddie, you're welcome to come if you want to come.
Oh, thank you.
Alex, you can fuck off.
I am like so, it's so weird after watching a lot of queer shows and then you watch this like straight one and you see the things they fight about are like so dumb and just, but then I'm just like, oh my God, what is Jimmy going to say to Chelsea today?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And I can't believe it. I'm like texting people about it.
You're so invested in these people. So and then invested. 3 days later, you cannot remember their names. And they are done in your heart.
That's which is probably good for them in some cases.
Yeah. Like, totally. Oh, are you referring to anyone individual or in particular? God, I did not stick the landing on that riff.
Do you want to take it back?
Yeah. Are you referring to anyone in particular? Alex, leave both of them in. But yeah, I mean, like, were there times, I also heard that everyone was like from different places, like, because you couldn't get enough queer people in the original city. That's what I heard from Mal, because she said she's from Seattle. Like, you had to go nationwide to fill the roles.
Well, I'm not sure, honestly, how much I am allowed to talk about, like, what goes on with casting, because we did have, like, a whole PR thing.
Well, I will let you know that your PR representative never checks anything.
Oh, perfect.
I know this because she's done it for all of the reality TV shows I have had guests from, and I always send her the cut, and she never responds.
Oh, perfect.
Great.
Wonderful. met her one time on a Zoom and was basically
and she's
told,
amazing. I fucking love her.
Like, she... I don't even remember who she is, but they scared us about it enough. So, but no, so like we did start with trying to cast just like the one region. I think, and I wasn't really told like if this was really the case, but like I imagine you'd want people to live in the same area.
Sure.
And it like makes it a little easier. Like if you're going to leave your partner for someone else, like, you know,
totally.
Do
but it is queer,
distance.
So maybe right. They're, you know.
So it we could have like found, I'm sure, like people just there, but you want to find the best ones. And my boss like was so actually about like finding real, true, like, I don't know, like couples that actually want to go through the experience. And,
oh,
like,
that's so cool. Cause you wonder that a lot. Like, obviously,
right. No,
from the outside.
And that's why watching Love is Blind, because she also does that, like, everybody, like, she wouldn't know that somebody was trying to fuck around and, like, get, you know, all of the stuff that's, like, going on right now. Like, if she knew, like, she'd never put him on, because, like, this woman is, like, truly believes in the experiments and wanting to make people
happy.
That's
so cool. Yeah. I'm not sure that it's entirely ethical, but I do think it's really cool that she's committed to getting like the right people for it.
Exactly.
Because she is a genius. Whoever this woman is, like you, what you guys do, the fact that this works is so crazy and interesting. Yeah. And it's amazing to watch. I mean, I don't know. Jen and I are big reality. Jen's my girlfriend and we are big reality TV people. We love it. And not, but specifically competition reality. I don't love like Housewives.
No. Yeah. I'm not into that. But like competition reality, like The Amazing Race or like.
I guess technically Ultimatum is not a comp. Anything with a.
Does American Ninja Warrior count?
American Ninja Warrior counts, dude.
Okay,
You could also say that the Ultimatum is a competition.
Yeah, for success. There's like, I don't want recurring people whose brains have been melted from the reality TV process. I want like pure individuals for one season and they don't get wrecked. What were you going to say, Maddie?
Oh, I just had a friend growing up who her older brother watched a lot of like Spike TV kind of stuff. And we would watch American Ninja Warrior. And I thought that shit was so fucking cool. Any like physical, maybe I do love reality TV. I just watch it like a boy.
Have you watched Physical 100 on Netflix, the Korean
show?
What
is that? No.
Oh, my. And Alex is nodding. This is not a gay sex podcast. This is a reality TV podcast.
Yeah, right.
Maybe my section will just be taken up with questions because I have so many casting questions about like queer identity because I'm an actor and I'm gay, obviously. And I would love to know for the listener.
And I would love
home,
for that to just kind of be floating around in the back of your brain. Do whatever that you want with that information.
No, I didn't even mean it that way. I'm pitching myself to Mari right now. I'm like, Mari, and now that you're casting the second season of Ultimatum, Jen and I could get into a huge fight.
Yeah. Bro.
Two of my friends are on it, actually. I got...
What?
Yeah. You know, I got a text from people that I know who I cast on the show, and they were like, about to go in, like, do you have any advice kind of thing? And I was like, just remember you're being recorded, like, 24/7, no matter what. Don't say anything, you know, like it could get edited, you could get a bad cut, and like, but just
I don't
be careful.
Do you, knowing this now, has this stopped you from ever wanting to be on a reality TV show, or would you want to?
So I wouldn't do the Ultimatum because like I feel like I could just mess up my relationship on my own. And
I don't need a reality TV show to take us to rock bottom. I can do
really
that myself.
Very confident in being able to do that. If there was, I am also an actor, and like that's why I moved to LA and like to be a creator and to like be a comedian. I mean, I've been doing that. I went through Second City in Chicago. Oh, okay. I was improv, like conservatory, like that was my whole thing. I got into casting, like I said, to just kind of like pay the bills. So I think there's a fine line between doing reality TV and ruining your chances of being taken seriously as like an entertainer.
Hilarious. Yeah.
But there was this one girl who was on like The Real World, but I just remember back in the day. And then she became like Mulan on Once Upon a Time.
Oh.
Like the show Once Upon a Time that was like about all the fairy tales and
stuff.
Yeah, like
that
ABC.
Was, I remember that. Only lasted like
Karamo,
a season or two.
Also
oh,
Karamo,
okay.
Who was
oh,
on
wow.
The Real World as well. So
oh, wow.
That like there is a chance, but I would say mostly it would negatively impact my dream.
Yeah, I mean like I know so much about editing from having to edit my own work. So I know how easy it is to trick someone into thinking something that didn't happen. And my friend Hannah Berner, you know, was on Summer House. And anytime that you see the camera cut away and you're not seeing the audio come out of their mouth, that audio is from another day. That is from another time. That did not happen in that moment. There's a reason they cut away.
Have you noticed the cups on all the shows, the Love is Blind?
Yes, for continuity.
Yeah, so that can happen. Like, so that
listener, the cups, you can't see how much they're drinking. So you don't know when in the conversation they've said certain things because the level in the cup will go up and down. Mm-hmm. And you don't know how drunk they are. And you don't know all of these different things. So there it is.
Kind of genius.
It's genius. Maddie is freaking out. The reality, I mean, like, it is, if we are able to trick people with things like cups and just audio cutting away, when this deep fake shit starts happening, we are fucked. Anyway, thank you for being here on our gay sex podcast, talking about the apocalypse. Right. But thank you for sharing all of that. I did have one more kind of question about like for casting. Sure. I just went in for like this lead role in a big film.
Humble brag.
No, I'm okay. Bragging because you know what? It never happens. This is the only time I've ever gone in for something like this. And the other reason it struck me is that this was a gay character, not explicitly stated, but lesbian gym coach. Very, very heavily implied.
You could have just said gym coach.
Yes, gym coach. Exactly.
And I would have known.
Very heavily implied, sort of non-binary-esque name, like a non-gendered name. And also the gym coach is like, she's kind of deranged and she like yells at her students in this like playful way. And I read this script and I was like, this is me. This is a lesbian gym coach screaming at the kids in a lovable way. Like, I'm going to book this. So I like worked with, I've never worked that much with a coach. I worked with a coach. We did like 3 sessions. I taped for hours. I just would put everything I had into this tape. And then I was like, I know I might not get this because it's a huge film and it's a big role. But then I saw who they gave it to and it was a straight femme actress. And I mean, it was one of those moments where it's like, I don't type into anything. I don't, I mean, like, because I'm not masculine enough that I can play those masculine roles. And I'm certainly not feminine enough to, you're nodding your head, but you have a much better haircut for it. Like, your haircut is ideal. You have that haircut and the tattoos, you know what I mean? Like, I don't have that. I don't.
But you could. Like, that's the thing. Like, in casting, like, you can get a wig and cut your hair and have, you know, tattoos put on the same way that I can have them taken off.
Yeah.
So it's
like. But they don't like doing it. They want you to.
Unless you're more famous.
Yeah. So I was just like, if I can't steal her role, why does she get to steal my role? You know what I mean? I mean, obviously, I may have just butchered the audition. I might have just been bad. But I refuse to believe that there wasn't a gay person out there that was good, you know?
So, yeah, I mean, I would definitely I'd be more likely to think someone was homophobic than I was bad at acting, no matter what. I'd be like, it's impossible that I was bad at this, and they must hate gay people.
Right, so, exactly. It is sort of a form of self-preservation.
Yeah. No, but I mean, the same thing happened to me. I had a role that I was like, this is the biggest, it was a series regular for 9 Perfect Strangers.
I think I went in for that too.
Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, this is so perfect. I was like, I fit it so perfect. And I did like you, same exact thing as you. And then whatever months later that I found out that they gave it to King Princess.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, cool. Well,
but like, how, like, what can we do? Like, because you're saying you're advocating from inside the room. I know it's a little bit different with reality, but it's like, what are we working against? Do you have any insights on that?
Well, so I don't do scripted, but I do have friends who are in scripted. And I think at this time, like, they big names still, like, take the lead a lot. I think that we do need more queer people in scripted casting. I know that in reality, there's a lot of queer men. It is a very gay man centered. And so, like, that's why my producer for Ultimatum made sure our entire team was queer. And all the producers, the casting producers, casting associates, everybody, to be able to have that, like, authenticity.
God, that's so cool.
I felt like
you don't want a bunch of straight dudes just telling which lesbians to kiss each other. That's not
right. Right. And so that's cool because I was like, oh, I got a job for being gay, which is like wild to think about from right. like 20 years ago. But I think that it's different in the like casting world for movies, film and stuff like that. Like it's a real different whole process of getting into it. And I don't think that there are nearly as many. But I could be wrong. I thought that you'd be getting like canceled now if you do have a straight person in a queer role. I thought like that was where we were at.
No, like, I mean, I don't see it. I don't mind it. I don't think that's the issue. I think the issue is that we don't have equal opportunities. So exactly. Like when those opportunities are taken, it's like, well, then put me in for Ingenue. Let's fucking go.
Like, yeah, no, Kristen Stewart had like an article come out about this, about like how it does start to get a little dicey if you start being like only gay people can play gay roles and stuff like that. Cause you know, but
especially we've talked about this, like outing people and like all this stuff. Like you don't.
Dude, that was my big problem with the whole Billie Eilish when her Lost Cause music video came out. People were like, she's queer baiting, blah, blah, blah. People got really mad at her. And it's like, actually, it turns out she's bi and she didn't want to come out of the closet, you fucking idiot. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, if you're not going to let anyone live in any kind of ambiguity, then you're also not helping the way you think you
right,
are.
Right, exactly.
So, like, that really bothers me, yeah.
Exactly.
But then she did just make a reporter think that she outed her after she already like, came out and then was like, I was outed. And it was like, oh my God. Did you really see that?
Yeah, yes. But it seems like she didn't want to talk about it, though. You know what I mean? I think her whole thing was like, I didn't want to talk about this. And also, like, why can't you interview me about my work? Like,
that's,
you know what I mean?
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
It just went back and forth. There's a
lot. Why can't you guys interview me about my work? Why do I always have to be pigeonholed as gay? Listener at home, I'm pointing at the same. We're having gay sex sign.
Same.
Yeah, seriously, I'm doing it to you right now.
Yeah, for anything, for my TikTok, for this, and I'm like, I'm more than just my sexuality.
And then you're like, am I, though? Oh, I had one other thought, but thank you so much for asking, answering all these questions. I mean, like, these are the things that it's so nice to hear someone from who has some, like, inside scoop, you know?
Yeah, they also say it's like, it is a numbers game. I've heard anywhere from every 50 auditions you do, you get one.
Right, right.
I know from myself, I will watch the first, I'll know within the first like 10 to 20 seconds whether I'm going to call somebody in for something back. And it is really fast. That's why I always am like panicking about like, Which take do you want to put in first?
Yeah, Jen's also an actor. It's always like, what are the first 20 seconds like? Because ultimately that is the moment that they're going to pick on. I remember what I was going to say. It's almost like a pipeline problem that we don't have bigger queer people who are out. And, well, I mean, Kristen Stewart is like, you know, an exception to the rule. But it's like, if we're going to kind of get that sort of equality, we need more queer people coming up within the industry, booking these things. And in a weird way, that those people have to stay in the closet because they want to continue to book the straight roles. It's like this weird pipeline problem.
It's very interesting too, because my girlfriend is an actress and she is very femme presenting, and having like an opposite thing of being like, I want to be brought in for queer roles that are like, that can look like me. You know,
yeah,
and she's always being pigeonholed as like straight people and stuff. And that, you know, it's just a whole part of the industry. And
I agree.
We got to go back in for auditions. I mean, there are definitely like perks and stuff to being able to like film it 8,000 times until you get it right. But I do think that like going in person and feeling a vibe and like,
yeah,
can change things. So, but don't ask me to like work in person like that.
No, never.
No. Remote only.
Listener, are you listening to our Patreon exclusive, You're Having Gay Sex? Well, here's a sneak peek of what you missed last week.
We decided car sex in the middle of winter was the way to go. Turns out, Oliver drove a tiny little two-door compact car, and by the time we parked, it was blizzarding out. He put his bare ass cheeks on the freezing windshield, and his very, very modest penis shrunk right up. Things heat back up a little bit, and then I do a sexy little hair flip and end up smacking my head hard as fuck on his passenger window.
And he got hard. He became hard again. There are 4 bonus episodes a month of this series, You're Having Gay Sex, on our Patreon at the $10 tier and then 2 at the $5 tier. Patreon.com/WHGS. Listener, if you've ever slept on a Helix mattress, which you should because you'd be getting the best sleep of your life, you know it also brings around the best intimacy you've ever had. Why? Because you and your partner are going to be getting great sleep. You're going to be in a better mood, and you're gonna be craving that cuddle pillow talk time all day. I know this is true because I've been sleeping on a Helix mattress for a few years now. I've been getting the best sleep of my life, and nothing is better than cuddling up with Jen and relaxing into our Helix, which is perfect for both of us. Why? Because we went to helixsleep.com/gaysex. We put in our preferences. You can even add that you have a partner, and it spits out the best mattress for you. And don't just take my word for it, okay? Helix has been awarded the #1 mattress pick by GQ and Wired magazine. It's even recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. Plus, you don't have to stress. You got that 100-night trial, and if you don't like it, they'll take it back. And there's even a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your Helix mattress. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. We're supposed to ask each other if we've had gay sex this week.
Yeah.
So I just had gay sex, ooh, which was pretty cool. Wow. Yeah, thank you, Alex. I appreciate that.
What is just?
That.
Yeah.
Like
it's like happening right now.
2 to 3. Yes, Mike. Actually, there's a reason the camera stops at my waist.
Figured.
Jen is currently going down on me, yeah, and really badly. I've been able to
yeah,
keep my attention and my focus. yeah, we had gay sex today. But the gay sex that I wanted to talk about was the one that I was bringing up last time, but then I got sidetracked because I talked about a booger that had flown out of my nose onto a girlfriend of mine that I was dating at the time.
Did she notice?
No, she didn't notice, and I was able to remove it. At least I don't think that she noticed.
I'd like to hear her podcast. She's probably over there. It's been like, this girl, she
snotted,
thought that I didn't notice, but
snotted on my the upper region of my clit. I was going down on her. Yeah, it was gross.
Oh.
I apologize to the community and anyone
bodies,
that I've
bodies
heard.
Are bodies.
Yeah,
know?
There's mucus down there. Come on.
Like, you probably, how would you know the difference?
Right, exactly. But I don't know how long you've been with your girlfriend. My girlfriend and I just celebrated an anniversary. We've been together a little while, which is cool.
One anniversary? Like 1 year?
No, we called it 4, but we took a year-long break in between because we have like a little bit of an age gap, and she just kind of come out and wanted to like explore a little bit. So I was, you know, the relationship was great. It was really sad, you know, yeah, but we ended up after about a year and a half getting back together, which was great. And
that's like the dream. That is, well, like,
yeah, how often does that happen? People are like, I need to explore, and then you actually come back together.
Yeah, that's what you say when you want to break up, and then it actually like happens, and you're like, whoa.
Yeah, like, I don't want to put any false hope out there. You will not get back together with your significant other. Don't take us as a model for anything. Yeah, it's probably over when it's over for you. But for us, it wasn't.
Right.
But truly nothing was wrong in the relationship other than that I was ready for marriage and she wasn't. And I wasn't going to like make her be in a, you don't want to tell someone to, you know, oh, your head just turned when I was like, I'm ready for marriage. She's yeah, not. And yeah, that's why we're applying to the clear yeah, ultimatum. We actually would have been perfect. The timing of it was perfect, but I didn't know it was casting. I didn't know. Mm. But now she's ready for marriage, so we're fine.
That's good.
No ultimatum. I am trying to figure out, maybe I'll talk about this. We're trying to figure out rings.
Ooh.
Like what kind
of... Does she want to be like a part of like picking her ring that she's going to wear for the rest of her life?
Oh my God, yes. Wait,
that's how I feel.
Does not everyone do that? Do people go in blind, like for real?
Yeah, I think that they're just... I talked to my girlfriend about this. Not like we're not close to getting engaged, but like she wouldn't care. She was like,
I don't care.
She was like, I don't need to pick out the ring. And I was like, but you're going to wear it forever. And she's like, I don't know. I think that like I would want what my partner thought that I would want. And
oh my God, like, that is so terrifying.
And I said, not me, but I have control issues. Like, I'm surprised I'm not going to like metalsmith it myself.
Yeah, I keep asking and she keeps changing her mind. The other reason is like, she always wants like a different thing. You know, she's a Sagittarius. I don't really fully know what that means, but it feels like you do.
I mean, I have one of my best friends is a Sagittarius, and she often, when she does things, will be like, it's because I'm a Sagittarius.
Right, and exactly.
Like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm a Scorpio, and
I'm a Scorpio.
Do know. Really? When's your birthday? November 11th?
Mine's November 17th, but November 11th is a great birthday.
11-11. That's great. I do love that. And I am very Scorpio. And sometimes
Maddie is just silent right now.
Good, and sometimes that's bad.
And I am saying nothing. If you had to guess what I am, well, we don't know each other that well. If you had to guess what I am.
Maddie's done 4 or 5 riffs over the course of this episode. From the quality of these riffs, can you identify her birthday?
What are we in right now? Maybe like Cancer?
No.
No. Leo?
No.
I'm not going to say the ones that I don't like because I like you.
Oh, thank you. Okay, well, shit. I'm a Libra.
Oh, you're right before us.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Maddie's birthday is my dead father's birthday, and that is very special.
Oh my God, my girlfriend has a dead father.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
When did her dad die?
7 years ago.
I thought you were going to say Saturday. I thought you were saying Saturday. I was like, holy shit.
Thank you.
Sorry,
for taking
I can't
this
go
call.
To the funeral. I have a very important meeting.
Podcast.
Have you had gay sex this week? Yeah, we buried my girlfriend's dad.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. No, but I know it's okay to talk about because she's actually working on her solo show right now that she's got, and it is really amazing, and it
it's about her dead dad.
The grief. And yeah, it's very dead dad heavy.
Yeah, I also have a solo show that's dead dad heavy. God, yeah. This is such a fucking queer performer jerk fest that we're doing right now.
That's
this circle
so
jerk.
Funny.
But wait,
the gay sex that you.
Well, I had gay sex, but the one thing that I'm going to talk about are the rings because it came up organically. But I don't. She like you know, so she can't decide. I think I'm probably going to end up going with something very simple, like classic, and you know, for her just. Because she can't decide and she keeps changing her mind. And I don't know how you guys feel about this, but I said to her, because we're not going to do like a crazy blood diamond. I'm going to get her a lab grown, sustainable diamond that's not too expensive and is reasonable. Because what the fuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with people that they want something that children. She's giving me a fake stare right now. She's like. What the fuck?
She's like, I want a blood diamond. That's what I want.
But that's what people, they do. They want that. And you're like, why? We have something that under a microscope you cannot tell the difference between these two things. And yet you want the one where the kid died getting it? Why?
Ask Kim. You got to ask Kim Kardashian. Say, that's what you should, if you do an interview like on a red carpet.
What is your obsession with blood diamonds? Yeah. I'm just me asking all these horrible,
oh my God.
Off-putting
Ashley,
questions.
You interviewing celebrities on a red carpet would be fucking incredible.
That would be funny.
I mean, I don't know how I would get there if I'm asking questions like that, but it would be funny.
But that's why it would be so good.
You can't tell them that that's what you're going to. You get one chance, actually. You only get to do it one time.
I get one question until it becomes like a bit. And then everyone like doing it, you have a sense of humor about your. Wait, is this something that I should do?
I mean, do you know Lily Brown? She's a TikToker. She's my buddy here. She's she does kind of that kind of stuff. And I think she just did the Love Lies Bleeding because she's gay. And so they were like, we need a gay, person to interview. And I'm seeing it on Friday. I'm actually seeing the movie on Friday. So she does that. I would be too narcissistic and I'd be like, I want to be interviewed.
No, I would love to. I would totally do that. I actually think that's a hilarious concept.
I'd get nervous.
I just don't even know how I would get started. Because in order to get started, you need someone massive because you need to ask questions. You like have to know about their life.
I think you could do it.
All right. I'll text Hannah Berner and see if she can help me.
Yeah, I think that it could be. I mean, you start little. They have those, like, you've got a ton of followers and they've got a lot of people who do that, like, I'm pretty sure, like, Chris Olsen or whatever.
Yeah, he does a lot of stuff like that.
That guy who does the, like, 360, I just hit myself in the face, 360 cameras, like.
I don't know that one, but.
Oh, yeah, that's what he got famous for on, like, TikTok, and now he does it at, like, all of the events. You should just do the Oscars this weekend.
I probably should.
We're like your grandparent that's like, you should be on SNL. You should introduce yourself to Johnny Carson.
Just do it. Why haven't they hired you yet?
Just walk in. My parents will be like, just walk in and give them your headshot and get the job. And
it's not like, 1936.
My parents will be like, I don't understand. Just call them. And I'm like, no. Wait, I want to talk about, you have to ask me about my gay sex because it is.
I know. I know you want to get to it. I'm going to wrap this really quickly. So if anyone has recommendations about diamonds that I should do for Jen as a person who is a little bit trendy and her mind is always changing. Also, recommendations for me, because every time I ask Jen what kind of ring she wants, I get back, well, what kind of ring do you want? And then I have a panic attack because I'm like, this is a gendered thing and I really fit into either category here. I do kind of want a ring, but I don't know what I want.
Maybe like a mood ring or like a band.
A ring pop.
Yeah, depending on like how mask you're feeling or how feminine you're feeling, it just like changes colors.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, a band with like an engraving on the inside would be really cute.
Oh, that is cute, an engraving on the inside.
And that's the kind of feminine, beautiful, personal, private thing, and the outside is like a metal band.
I like that you put a lot of thought into this.
I remember that changed for me, because I used to be really femme, and I used to like think about which, did you used to be really femme?
No, I did not used to be really femme.
Oh, I was super femme. I still have dresses in my closet. It like started in like 2020. It started. I like caught it.
There was this plague from China and I became femme.
Yeah, I don't know. That's like what my long COVID is. It's just being masked. But yeah, and I had this whole like, I remember when it switched from wanting like a diamond, like, to then being like,
whoa,
oh,
how I old were you, if you don't mind my asking?
When I switched?
Yeah.
When I became...
when you were bitten by the spider that made you mask?
My spider, that's my Spider-Man story. I was 30 in 2020.
That is a wild time to
but
like...
But I was such a tomboy, like, growing up. Like, okay. You would look and be like, obviously... Like, it was so, like, tomboy up until I was in, like, high school, and then I became, like, super femme, and I didn't cut my hair because of, like, acting stuff, too, where I was like, right. I'm not gonna get any roles, and then I was like, oh, I should just do it because it makes me happy. And so that
God,
I did.
You definitely have the same. You have the same issues I have, dude.
Like it does make me happy. And like I've also gone through the like way too short hair, and like that's not what I wanted. And you try to figure it out. And I came during that time. I came out to my parents as non-binary for a summer, and then I took it back.
Not great for the team, but,
they were like, okay. And then I was like, JK, JK.
But okay, the taking it back thing is really interesting because I've been grappling with my gender identity for like a decade now. And I'm very much right now in an era of like, wait, am I a woman? Maybe I'm really a woman.
You're not a woman for sure. But
don't say that because we don't know.
No, I'm going to say it because what was the conversation I had the other day that I was like, oh, I was actually talking to this showrunner who came out super late in life and talking to her about her story. And she was talking to a writer that was like, I don't know if I really want to be a writer, like a young professional. And she basically said to this young lady, like, if you're thinking, do I or do I not want to be a writer, then you want to be a writer because you're having the question, right? Like, you're not having the question about being a fireman. You're having the question about being a writer. And then she applied that. She was like, I don't know. Am I gay? Am I not gay? And then, like, the whole thing, like, connected for her. And I agree with that formulation that if you're going through a decade of processing your gender is somewhat not woman.
Yes, but I also think I have, just by nature of being a woman, have a complicated relationship to being a woman. And some things that I assigned as masculine feelings are... Ashley's can't even contain. What is
I just like you... I put you on the stand for anything. You should murder somebody and then just talk your way out of it. I want to fucking see you talk your way out of everything. It is incredible because I'm a woman. I have a complicated relationship with being a woman. Okay. What?
Real. Well, no, let me tell you, like, I realized that, like, my clothes didn't define my gender, and I got confused in wanting to dress more masculine, and I thought that that meant I wanted to be non-binary, or that I was non-binary, or that I was leaning more towards like a trans mask kind of thing. And then for me, thinking about it, talking about it, experimenting with it, seeing how it felt to be called they, like, and then ultimately realizing like, oh, my clothes are not my gender. And then I was able to like figure it out. And I kind of just like,
I guess you are the antithesis of what I've just described.
Yeah, you just gotta experiment. You just gotta like try it, see how it is. And then hope that, you know, the people that you told are just gonna be like, okay. Like my mom was like, so I don't have to call you they. And I was like, no, you're fine.
And then she was like, yes.
You know what's so funny is that there's a thing of like, wait, if I start using just she, her, will people... And it's like, yes, they use she, her when you tell them to use they, them. It's going back to being seen as a woman is like the easiest thing you'll ever do in your life.
That's true.
Because it's like, that's, you know what true. I mean? It's the most downhill battle of all time.
But it's also embarrassing. It is, I mean, I can't even imagine the embarrassment. I might have just stayed non-binary purely so I wouldn't have to tell anybody.
Yeah. Luckily, we were in COVID, and so I was stuck inside for a lot of it. And so I didn't have to, like, retract it. But yes, if people are listening, I don't believe that that happens often. I say believe people totally, when they totally. Say it. For me, I thought it was important to
But also be kind to people on their journey. Just let them do their thing. What's the big deal? Like, I'm messing. Maddie, I hope I haven't been too aggressive with my bits about your gender. I support you no matter what happens, and I don't pretend to know what your gender is. I know that it is not normal. But other than that, I'm not going to claim to know.
I think you just need to get COVID, like maybe, and then help you figure it out. You know, but it's also ever-changing, and some days you're more...
To your point, too, about, like, wanting to caveat about being, like, I'm not saying that other people are... Like, I have that, too, where I'm like, oh, I don't want to be, like... Let's say I do land on, like, a moment. I don't want to be, like, the straight girl who tried it on for a day. You know what I mean? It's, like...
But I that... Think, you like,
Are you straight?
To-
no. The surprise is very validating. No, I'm bi, but I haven't been with a woman, so I'm, like... You know what I mean?
Mari, we are trying, and it is not. I mean, I really overestimated my powers of influence on this one. Maddie is a hard nut to crack, and no weird straight pun intended there. I
do really like girls, though.
But do you want to, like, be physical with a girl? I feel like you could definitely make it happen in New York.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then Maddie, here's how Maddie will filibuster that from happening. Maddie will tell you Maddie will tell you that they are really more of a demisexual, so they have to get to know someone before they do anything. And I'm like, Maddie, just kiss one. Literally just kiss one.
Yeah.
Literally just kiss one.
That was like harrowing how well you predicted what I was gonna say. That's crazy.
I'm still laughing about the filibuster. That was very funny.
I mean, Maddie is just I am going to figure it out, and I am going to help you. And I feel confident in this, but man, you really will avoid. You are avoidant of this.
Just go to the cubbyhole.
Maddie, you have no idea how many people come up to me and are like, I will be Maddie's first. Like after my
really?
Shows. Yes, dude. Like people love you. They think you're hot. Like just fuck one of them.
Should we do a dating show?
Yes. Yes. Oh my God. Please, Mari, cast my YouTube dating show where we get Maddie to just kiss a woman. That's it.
Oh my God.
We'll call it Maddie's first kiss.
Oh my God.
And we'll film the whole thing. And Maddie, you don't have to kiss someone at the end. And I guarantee you that you won't. You will find a way out of it. But I would actually love to do this.
I would do it.
Wow.
I'll cast it.
It would be kind of funny.
We have the producer in the room. We have all the equipment. This is the four people that we need to cast Maddie's first kiss.
This was your...
Maddie's first kiss! Maddie's first kiss!
Bro,
I'm just going to cast. I'm just going to cast me and Ashley.
Congratulations. We've made it to the finals. Choose one of us. That'd
Dude.
Be so funny. If Mari doesn't tell her gay sex story, though, she's going to kill me.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, yes.
Mari, did you have gay sex this week?
Within the past 7 days, yes. And this week, no, it's Wednesday. But, well, not like you can't have sex by Wednesday. I do.
It's a reverse Shabbat. It's gay Shabbat.
I have a strict no sex Monday through Wednesday. I've been with my girlfriend now for I've been with my girlfriend now for like around a year. On and off. She also had to take time and go do things. But this one, that was only for a couple months. And then we got back like together, and then it became like, you know, it was like, I'm not a lesbian stereotype. Like I've never lived with a girl. Only stereotype thing is how I look. But like, never lived with a girl, never lived with a partner. I don't, like, we don't hang out every day. Like, it is an anomaly.
Sure.
But anyways, very happy. She's so beautiful and she's wonderful. She's a comedian, stand-up. She's very funny. And
oh, cool. Do you mind saying her name?
Catherine. Yeah, Catherine McCafferty. She is so beautiful. and very talented.
Hell yeah.
And she did have to go to Fringe Fest to help figure out what she wanted in last August. And then I guess she did figure out that it was me. So,
yay.
And now a full circle is I'm probably going to go see her at Fringe this year.
She is stunning.
Yes. Yeah. And it's cool because we're both actors and we'll never go out for the same role.
No, you never will.
No.
Wow. She's beautiful. Yeah.
Well, she's done. Got a great new show called Pretty Gay that she does where she interviews queer comedians and stuff like that. And that's really cool. But anyway, so let me tell you why we're trash. We got, you guys go to LA like a lot?
Yeah, a fair amount.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, so we were at, I met a bunch of coworkers out. We went to Akbar, and so I was like nervous because I was out with coworkers, and so I like, you know, had some drinks, and then it's in like the parking lot of like, it's right next to a McDonald's parking lot, like right next to it. And so the most recent gay sex I had was in my car in the parking lot of a McDonald's.
Well, I was just glad that you didn't say it was directly in the parking lot, like outside in the open air.
No, but never say never. And it was in my car, which is wild because we both have houses and beds and, you know, aren't 16.
Yeah, I was about to be like, yeah, really, you only fuck in the car because you have nowhere else to fuck.
Exactly. Or if you're like sneaking around, but yeah. We're like fully in a committed relationship. And
that's so cute.
Yeah, but that's how much you guys like each other. You got so horned up that you couldn't even make it home.
If you do see her, she's absolutely whoo. But that one was, yeah, that was a real highlight of my gay sex.
I have questions.
Well, then I went through the drive-thru after and got a McChicken and a McDouble. And it's like, instead of having a cigarette after, that's like what I did.
That fucking rocks.
Yeah.
Aftercare. It takes many forms. I got to get my post-coitus McDouble. My question for you is, as a lesbian, sex in the car.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't like.
Not easy.
I wasn't going down on her. Like,
right.
That would be.
Were you in the back seat?
No.
Front seat.
So I had to use my left hand.
Passenger or like you were splitting the divide?
I'm the driving lesbian. Like sure. I drive. I didn't drive drunk. Like I had a couple of drinks, but I drank a lot of water and I.
You don't have to let us know about any of that. Okay. That is unnecessary for the story, and I'm sure all laws besides fucking in public were abided.
Exactly. No, I did have to use my left hand, which is always difficult because...
So you're like facing the back of the driver's seat?
So I'm in the driver's seat here, and Kath was in this seat, the passenger seat. And so you can't really use your right hand because like that'd be all messed up. So you had to, I had to do left hand.
Oh, because you're penetrating.
Yes, finger bang.
Okay. Sorry, I was just thinking of a standard clit rub, and I was like, why not just use the right hand? That just seems the easiest.
Could have used the right hand.
You know, because I fingered in the car. And
cool. Yeah.
The soundboard isn't working. I tried to air horn. I figured in the car, bro. And I think one hand on the wheel, one hand on the clit.
While driving.
Yeah, I'm sorry, everybody.
Wow.
My relationship was new and we couldn't get enough of each other. And I did that.
Could you imagine if you got in an accident and then like the cops were like, wow, what like, what caused this?
It's crazy. We've never seen someone drive off the road in the rhythm of a finger bang before. And they were like, that's oddly specific. Like,
they can't picture lesbian sex. They're like, what do you guys do? Just like catch a car crash?
I just had my new gay friend, which is like, feels like I'm dating again, like trying to make a new friend when you're like in your 30s. And he's a gay man. So like, people, we just don't tend to be like super close friends with gay guys usually. Like, and so we both are like, hi. Like, and like, we've both got these like Instagrams where I'm like, I'm about to go, like, I'm about to be at his house. Like, I hope he likes me and like all these things. And then we were talking about this other time when I was with my girlfriend. We were on the top of in Chicago because we're both from Chicago, and we're at the top of like my cousin's dad, my uncle's building. It's like 57 floors up, rooftop pool, and we were like hooking up kind of thing. And he was like were you like face in puss? And I was like, no, like we were standing. And he was like, I don't, what did you do?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, no, she would have to have her pants like fully pulled down. Like,
I don't know why people don't finger. I mean, fingering is so, so beautiful and wonderful. And like, you can do it anywhere. It's portable, you know, like it's good. It's good stuff.
As long as you just keep, you know, hand sanitizer and things like that. And, but I've been with a lot of women who don't like it. So
really?
Yeah.
Well, actually, you don't like it, right?
penetrative fingering. But clit rubbing, I love.
That DJing.
Right. So there's a classic debate on this podcast of whether or not fingering, the verb, necessitates penetration.
I always think penetration.
I would think penetration as well.
Well, I think you guys, that's the patriarchy, and you guys should rethink, do some work on yourselves.
I feel like it'd be called, like, diddling.
Diddling? Rubbing? People have said that, but, like, that just sounds juvenile. Fingering, I think, can be outside as well. Listener, write in. The classic debate is back. Do you think it's both?
Interesting. Well, it's not too late to change it.
No, it's
not. Like, change the narrative.
Yeah.
I'll help.
Thank you so much.
I'll say, can be whatever you want it to be, you know?
Yeah.
And we could ask my mom, who's hopefully not going to be listening to this.
Yeah,
like, Mom, what do you think fingering is?
I had to stop my mom from listening. That was a thing that I had to do. I had to be like, Mom, you got to stop. You must stop listening to my podcast.
Yeah, she asked me before this and was like, oh, when's it going to be? When's it going to be on? Not your mom, my mom.
Your mom, you spoke to your mom about this?
Not about fingering, but about doing the show.
That is so nice.
Yeah.
That's so nice. That made my day. Thank you.
To tell my mom about it?
Yeah. I mean, maybe you were just having a conversation where you're like, oh, what are you doing today? And you were like, I'm going to do this podcast. But still, makes me feel nice to be a notable part of your day.
We are Chicago Midwest people. And this, I was just like, she's like, my whole family. Oh, God. That's the problem, is that they will watch things.
Yeah.
And then I'll get like, what does that mean? Like,
yeah.
But one of the biggest, like,
That happened after the show.
Oh, God. Like, just wait. We'll see. But, like, one of the biggest TikToks I have is, like, me asking my parents, like, LGBT terms and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
And so they're, you know, they're into the world a little bit. But I'm still horrified, like, by the prospect.
It's embarrassing, and it's like, oh, boy. Well, for me, I'm always, like, revealing my bare asshole on this, so I don't need my mom, like, listening.
Yeah, you're getting so specific. You're like, it's less G-spot, more clit. Like, it could not be more physical, like, visual.
Wait, what about butt stuff with your finger? Would you call that fingering?
Fingered an asshole. Yeah, I would.
Alex is like, yes.
Yeah, Alex, where do you stand on the fingering inside, outside?
I'm on your side, Ashley.
Thank you so much,
I
Alex.
I think the
progressive man.
The use of a finger...
Exactly.
Is all that necessitates.
Pirate?
You got to hit the spot.
They're always fingering.
Anyway, but that that was wonderful gay sex. And you've answered so many questions. Maddie, you have gay sex this week?
I'm really sorry. This is like not gay of me. Unless maybe I'm just completely switching sides. But I got my nails done and I got them little pink ombre. They look like little flower petals on the tips of my fingers. I'm in a very, despite the shirt, this is just a laundry issue. I'm in a very feminine.
You are in a feminine era.
Right now, and I don't know what's happening, but I'm really liking it. I'm enjoying it.
Are you trying
to
quit?
That is like my update. by being
you got to get these two shorter.
Yeah, you need to get, for the hookup show, you got to do the two shorter.
We're changing it from Maddie's first kiss to Maddie's first finger.
For Maddie's first finger.
Hey, that isn't going to work when you fuck on camera, sweetheart. That is my update. I'm in a little femme era, and I'm enjoying it.
We love that.
Yeah, you love it. I'm skeptical. No, I'm messing
Have you
around.
Had any sex?
Yeah. I'm not like a... See, that's the thing. Ashley's always like, virgin. No, I've had like multiple serious boyfriends. Yeah.
That's I meant so in funny. The past week.
Maddie's
but...
a gay virgin.
Oh, no, I'm single right now. I'm very single right now.
I have follow-up questions that I can't ask online, Maddie, that I've been a little disturbed by some of the footage I've seen on your Instagram. But
hilarious.
I will do that another time.
I'm going to follow you.
I posted a thirst trap the other day, and I was very hesitant to do it, and I did. And
good for you.
I'm happy I did. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Maddie, how much do you need to like someone to kiss them? That's what we really need to know for Maddie's
to
first
kiss.
Kiss
them? Not
what
that
if
much.
You're drunk?
It would lower.
Is that so? That's a thing, right? Mari on the show, like,
we can give her a little, we could just liquor her up.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
I like actually kind of want to do this.
No, I think that's a great idea.
I want to fly the winner. We can do the whole thing over Zoom and she's like dating people. And then I want to fly like the final contestants to New York and like do a reveal and like a couple dates. And
oh my God, this is mortifying.
Well, it could also turn into something where it actually helps people who want to try.
Look at Mari producing. Look at Mari producing. Pitch, baby, pitch. Let's go. What is it?
Like, we could just have more people instead of just Maddie. I'm sure there's so many people who are so nervous to get into the dating women because they're afraid of, like, taking the first step or then somebody not wanting to be with them because they're not experienced.
Okay, you sold me. If I'm just on an island of women being like, oh, I've never done this before, I'm in. I'll do it. That's awesome.
Wait, Mari, I'm going to text you after this because I have several reality TV show ideas that people keep, like, whatever. The big one
I don't have any ability to actually make reality TV shows happen with like producers, real producers, but I am a good sounding board.
I will use you as a sounding board, but I actually don't think that's true. I think that you could probably pitch this to your former boss, and if she wants to executive produce it, she might be down.
We'll see. She's very
and
busy.
You should be doing that if you have like a really good idea, like Maddie's First Kiss. That because like, don't you, I don't know. I want that reality TV creator money. I don't need to be in it.
I'm so sorry to cut you off, but I think I do need to go if I'm going to make this meeting. I'm so sorry that I don't
have
a haircut.
Oh my God. Go get
your
haircut.
Sorry, I do have a haircut. Thank you. It was so good to meet you. I love you guys.
I love you so much.
And hi, Maddie. Thank you so much.
Give it some thought, okay?
Thanks. And I will.
We're going to make you a star.
We're going to make you a star.
Thank you so much. all right, I'll see you guys soon.
So
I'll
go follow open. Maddie at Maddie T. Wiener on Instagram. Sign up for her tour alerts and her email list and yada, yada, yada. Maddie, get out of here. Go cut your hair. And then, Mari, where do you want people to follow you so they can keep up with your projects and your new sketch show with your new gay friend and all the amazing things that you're doing?
They can follow me, Marielle _ Taryn is my full given name. I think on TikTok, it's just at M Taryn. I'm going to be coming out with new stuff shortly. It's hard when you're casting and I kind of get really into my world there and then tend to forget that I'm have other dreams.
Right, right. I totally understand.
Yeah, but I post about the shows I'm casting and I post about my videos of dumb, funny things, and I just want to make people laugh. That's all I ever want to do.
Thank you for, was that not a great episode? Mari is a new friend, and I love doing that episode. That was so fun. AshleyGavin.com for all of my tour dates and to get on my text alert or my email alert, and Patreon.com/WHGS to donate to the show. Your donations make this possible. We could not do them I don't think you guys are really hearing me when I say that. This show would not exist without our patrons. So patrons, thank you. And in return, you get 4 bonus episodes a month. That is crazy. That is a lot of bonus. I name another show. Name another show with 4 bonus episodes a month. You can't. So please just give us a dollar. That would be great. And Gay Thought. Yeah, why don't you write in and let me know about Maddie's First Kiss, the show. Would you be interested in watching a show where you see someone, you know, coming out in some way, whether that's as bisexual, their dating has been limited for some reason. They've been scared to date. And we walk them through just getting back out there again. And maybe specifically gay people works better because it's this thing that we've all kind of experienced, many of us later in life. Would that be something that you're interested in? What are the fears around dating because I remember when I was dating again for the first time after a while, I was just scared because I hadn't done it in a while, you know, doing the apps and everything. That was really scary. And it'd be nice to have a coach and a friend to walk you through that. I don't know. Write in. Let me know. Let me know some other experiences. Like maybe, you know, I don't know what else that would be, but you have some fear that makes dating hard for you. Could be cool. All right. Thank you guys for listening. Have a good week. Listener, this episode is brought to you by Helix, the absolute best mattress I have ever slept on. And I know it's the best for me because I took a personalized quiz at helixsleep.com/gaysex, and it spat out the best mattress I could possibly get. I've been sleeping on it for a few years now. I absolutely love it. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.